Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We welcome on Lee Zeldin. Lee Zeldin won the primary for the GOP pick to run for governor in the fall. Lee, thanks so much for being on with us. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you taking a few minutes to talk about the governor's race. It's always good to be with you guys.
I'm interested to know from you, what is the key issue in this race? Because, a lot can change between now and November, and a lot has changed. I mean, if you were to answer that same question a year ago this time, I think it might have been much different. As we sit here right now, what's the main issue in November?
Crime in the economy. I'm hearing it from New Yorkers across the entire state. I'm hearing it not just from one particular party or ideology. It's coming from Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. It's coming across counties and regions. People are hitting their breaking point in this state. They are fleeing to other states. And if you want to understand what the top issues are, it's about understanding why are people leaving. And people are fleeing because they feel like life in New York isn't affordable, and they're heading elsewhere where they feel like life will be freer and safer, and they're just fed up with one-party rule in this state, and they want balance and common sense, and they see the obvious solutions to fix it. While there are a lot of different issues that are important to people, what I'm hearing about the most, crime in the economy.
What are some of those obvious solutions?
So if you're talking about crime, I believe that we should repeal cashless bail and give judges discretion on far more cases to weigh dangerousness and flight risk and past criminal record and seriousness of the offense. The HALT Act, which was recently implemented. We've seen our correctional officers being assaulted inside of prisons. I believe that should be repealed. Less is more was signed into law last summer, releasing people early from prison, who, in my opinion, many of them should have remained behind bars. I believe we should enact a law enforcement bill of rights to support our men and women in blue, that we should overhaul the parole board and provide for more victim rights to be weighed in and considered, especially when you're releasing cop killers and murderers and rapists. On my website at zeldinfornewyork.com/secureourstreets, we have a couple dozen or so specific policy ideas. In another part of the state, there's a district attorney who's refusing to enforce the law, and it's become a topic not just around the entire state, but it's been discussed across the country. And we saw the recall out of San Francisco. The governor of the state of New York has the authority to remove a district attorney who refuses to enforce the law. I believe that the Manhattan District Attorney, Alvin Bragg, should be fired. So there's a lot that we can do to tackle these issues, and that's just one issue. As we talk about crime and public safety, A lot of those ideas are put up on our website, and we've been talking about during the campaign. And I would just say briefly on the economic piece is that we have to bring spending under control in this state. The lid's been blown off tens of billions of added annual spending over the course of just the last few years. We do need to cut taxes. People need that relief. The cost of living is too high. I believe that we should reverse the state's ban on the safe extraction of natural gas and approve new pipelines, increase supply and drive down costs and create jobs while we're at it. So these are all, I would say, obvious solutions to the average New Yorker who's seeing what's wrong and saying, hey, listen, make me governor for a day. I know how to fix it.
Something I've heard you mention before is the COVID mandates. Now, we do know the governor's recently, just the past month, extended that state of emergency that's been going on ever since COVID first hit in New York. But I'm wondering, you know, from where you're sitting right now, you know, one of the things I mentioned, a lot's changed in a year. A year ago, you know, whether or not kids are able to be in school, you know, different vaccination mandates or this or that, mask here, all these things would have been playing a central part in just about everybody's life, and it would have been a big issue. Now, as we get further and further removed from that, is it as big of an issue? In other words, you know, do voters who might have looked at that as the one thing on their minds a year ago and supported you in that way, is that something you're still going to be relying on come November?
Well, we're still going to be talking about the issue. For one, Kathy Hochul, as you just pointed out, she continues to extend her COVID emergency powers unilaterally without permission from the state legislature, and she's wrong for doing it. That should have stopped a long time ago. The legislature should be reasserting itself in that process, and it is something that we'll continue to talk about. There is a debate that is ongoing. There are people who are out of work right now still because they haven't gotten the COVID vaccine. And in my opinion, if you want to get it, get it. If you don't want to get it, don't get it. But don't get it because Kathy Hochul called on you to be her apostle. So you still have people who are out of work. They care about this issue, obviously. In my opinion, they should get their jobs back with back pay. There are people who they don't want, you know, they have their son or daughter, a family member, or maybe it's that college student themselves, they're upset because they want to go back to school this fall in person. They spend a lot of money on tuition, and we have higher ed classes in the state of New York where these kids can't return to in-person learning unless they get the shot to attend classes. So even though we're not in the middle of some big, dramatic COVID spike, and we're seeing hospitalizations increase, it's not like some of the waves of the past, and we don't see the COVID mandates, you know, hitting life and business as widespread as we have at some points in the past. It's still an issue that people care deeply about. The other thing I would point out is when you get past the November 8th election, whether it's a COVID spike or it's some other type of health outbreak, they're showing you who they are of how they will assert more government control over your lives, the restrictions that they're willing to enact, the remote learning that they're willing to put into school. And voters should take that into account and what type of a governor you want to have when you get to December and January and there's some type of a debate. Should we return to remote learning? It's good to know where your candidates are and whether or not that's an adequate substitute for full-time in-person learning, which I say it's not. But you're right. It's not it's not popping as much of an issue as it was at some points in the past.
The governor called back the state legislature. They returned to Albany last week, passed some sweeping new gun reform bills. I know you've been outspoken about what was passed. In your mind, though, what can be done from the governor's office, from lawmakers, to address gun violence in New York State?
You got to get after the illegal guns. A lot of these crimes that we're reading about are happening with people who are committing crime after crime after crime, and somehow the system still allows them back out on the streets. You have to separate the law-abiding citizen who wants to safely and securely carry a firearm solely for self-defense. That needs to be separated from the person who is a criminal committing crime after crime after crime with illegal firearms. You have to see those cases better, more frequently prosecuted. You need to bring the resources to law enforcement and justice system to make sure that you are dealing with that. And then there's all of the other secondary components related to crime that you need to get better at. I mean, whether it's tackling mental health, it's the quality of education or schools and getting more people to stay in school and graduate. I mean, I've visited the site outside of Top Supermarket multiple times since the tragedy that took place. I've learned a lot about the quality of the public school in that community and the very low rates of people learning at grade level, the impacts on attendance and graduation, and how some people are holding back from providing these students with access to another kind of an education in the community that would be a higher quality education with better outcomes. So there's so much more to talk about when you are talking about crime. It's not even just tackling the illegal gun crime itself, which is absolutely something that the state needs to do and local municipalities have to do a better job in tackling, but all of the other reasons why people are living those lives and what the state can be doing better to avoid that and keeping people out of this pipeline to prison, as opposed to making sure that they're in a pipeline towards graduation and a strong, independent, law-abiding, productive life.
Lee, thank you for the time, and I'm sure we'll be talking again in the future. Lee Zeldin is the gubernatorial candidate on the GOP side, running for governor this November.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.